Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by IB Cool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with IB Cool, stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection, and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com. And by Tourism Ireland. Discover world-class links and breathtaking landscapes. Experience golf where it all began. Plan your dream trip to Ireland today at ireland.com/golf. And by Aer Lingus, the Irish flag carrier. Renowned for its warm Irish hospitality and exceptional service, Aer Lingus flies to Ireland from 19 gateways across North America. For more information and to secure a great fare, visit aerlingus.com. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori, and it is my pleasure to say hello to Patrick O'Donovan, Ireland TD Minister for Culture, Communication, and Sport. Welcome to the Big Apple.
Thanks very much, and it's great to be here.
Bethpage Black, the Ryder Cup. How is it treating you, and what have your experiences been like?
Well, look, first of all, the hospitality here is amazing, and it's an absolutely beautiful course. The place looks magnificent. And the history of the course here is actually something quite remarkable as well. The fact that it's, you know, a municipal course and that it's a very democratic course. So, look, it's impeccably well turned out. The facilities here are amazing. The scale of it is enormous. But it has really been fantastic to see it, considering that the next one is going to be in Limerick, where I'm from myself.
Have you walked around? It is an enormous golf course. Very challenging walk, I might add.
It is, yeah. Well, the parts of the country that I come from in Ireland, we're not immune from hilly countryside. So, it's actually very like Irish kind of topography, up and down, quite undulated. But it's a lovely course, and it's very mature, and it's obviously very looked after as well. The greenkeepers have done a great job here.
What have your observations been while you're here? I know Adair Manor will be hosting the 2027 Ryder Cup. That's very exciting. Have you observed anything here that perhaps you would carry over to Ireland?
I think it's the scale, really, is the size of it. I don't think that anybody really grasps the whole size of the Ryder Cup by just watching it on TV. The scale of the layout here is absolutely enormous. And you know, the numbers of people that are here is obviously huge as well, but the scale of the infrastructure that's built, including where we're sitting at the moment, which is all temporary infrastructure which will be dismantled after the tournament, those are obviously something, look, that I think people haven't really yet grasped in terms of the scale of what's coming to Ireland. But look, it'll be amazing when it comes.
I've been to Adair Manor many times. I've done TV shows there, radio shows there. It is an extraordinary property, and it's a very special place, very different than what we have here at Bethpage Black.
It is, and it's very historic as well, and we're very fortunate that the owners, the McManus family, were the first really to be the applicant for the Ryder Cup in 2027, and the Irish government is a big supporter of it. My own department is supporting it. To try and make sure that we obviously have the place spick and span for 2027. So really after tomorrow evening it's over to us, literally over to us. We have 2 years then to finish the preparations, but look, we have an awful lot of work already done, and I think people from the United States and North America, when they come to Limerick, will be blown away by Adair and by the offering in County Limerick.
How would you describe Adair Manor to the American audience? It is... For those who have been there, it's a very special place. It's a castle. It's a manor. And the property is impeccable. I mean, they are calling it the Augusta National of Ireland because the golf course is just flawless.
Well, the house itself is a 19th century Victorian manor house. It was built by the Dunraven family, who were the landlords in the area, but very benevolent landlords and very good to the people locally. And the village grew up around the manor. So for people that would be familiar with it, it is a street which lined with thatched cottages. But as well as that, there are four historic abbeys in Adair dating back to the 11th century. So literally 1,000 years of continuous history in the area of Adair. That when people come, you know, I think the oldest is 1042. That's not a time, that's a year. So it is a beautiful little village, and it's surrounded by very lush green countryside, and the people there are really looking forward to welcoming as many North American visitors as possible. It is a place that is, attracts tens of thousands of American visitors every year as it is. Adair is very much on the bucket list of an awful lot of people from the United States when they come to Ireland. 10% of the population of America claim Irish heritage. That's about 40 million people. So there's a lot of people that we're hoping will look at Ireland through a different lens now, that if they don't have a connection, but they're fascinated by and engrossed in golf, like the people that you can hear around me here today, they're going to be really welcome in Limerick.
I know it's in the southwest region of Ireland. Can you talk about how North Americans can access that area?
Well, when you talk about the southwest now, that's not like Arizona, just to put it in context. Everywhere in Ireland is only about 2 hours away from each other, and it took me 2 hours to go from New York to my hotel last night. So just to put it in, Ireland is a very small country, but it's in the southwest. The nearest airports are Shannon and Cork, and then we've the international airports and Dublin, of course, as well. People will be familiar with that. So there's nowhere too far away in Ireland. I mean, for people that are going to be staying there, there's a massive variety of accommodation in terms of hotels and guest houses and Airbnbs and everything else on the island of Ireland. And as I say, like, there's nowhere too far away. People are travelling here 3 and 4 hours back into Manhattan. 3 or 4 hours in from Adair by road, you could nearly be in London. So that'll tell you the size of it. It's a very small country, but it's a country, obviously, that we're all hugely proud of.
And Minister, what is being done as regarding the infrastructure as far as getting people in and out of that area? It's a small town, Adair.
So look, the government is in charge of that, and that's my responsibility. So we're building a new road, and there's a new railway line being built. There's a lot of investment being put into park and ride. People that will arrive in Adair will go to the golf course by bus. They'll be brought from designated park and ride centres to the golf course. There'll be no cars allowed onto the course. And pedestrians only from the village. So a lot of that work is underway already with our police force, who are here with me today. They're called on Garda Síochána. They're here today as well. They're liaising with the state troopers, the local municipal police, and the NYC PD, really, I suppose, to get an indication of the scale of the operation here. And as well as that, we've had our local authority, our council is here, looking at the transportation links that people are experiencing here, and to make sure as well that there's coordination so that we won't have a situation where, for instance, we'll have roadworks or anything of that nature during the event, because we'll be over the 3 or 4 days, we will be ferrying in and out about 250,000 people, which is quite a substantial amount of people in and out. But we're well capable of doing this. We've a big history of major events in rural Ireland over the last number of years, and they work seamlessly.
I'm sure the grand scale of this area and how they're getting people in and out at Bethpage Black, as you say, it's just so huge. You've learned a lot here that you really can apply to Adair?
Yeah, look, the hotel owners are here, the McManus family are here, and the local authority are here, the government is here, and the representatives of the state agencies. We have been working for the last number of years under the auspices of my department, led by Ireland's ambassador to the United Kingdom, Martin Fraser, preparing for the public infrastructure that's needed around Adair. The McManus family are looking after everything inside the gate itself. The place is absolutely amazing. It is, as I say, a Victorian manor house, a huge history in it. It's a beautiful building, it's a beautiful setting, and they have it really impeccably well prepared for what will be, I presume, one of the biggest global sporting events in 2027.
The European team is doing very well here at Bethpage Black. When I left after this morning's foursome to come to this hospitality area, Europe led 8.5 to 3.5, and Ireland's own Rory McIlroy has been stellar so far. Friday on foursome, in foursome play, he and Tommy Fleetwood won 5 and 4. Friday afternoon in four ball session, Rory and Shane Lowry from the Republic of Ireland tied their match. And Saturday morning, Rory and Tommy Fleetwood won 3 and 2. I don't think it gets much better for the Irish and the Northern Ireland, man.
Yeah, look, we're very fortunate from the island of Ireland that we have great golfers, and golf is an all-island sport in Ireland. Golf Ireland are the governing authority of it, so we're immensely proud of the two lads that have made it onto the team. Rory's had a brilliant year, you know, in terms of winning a clean sweep. So hopefully we'll cap it off. It's a bit early yet, though. Sundays can normally change, and the individual games can swing back in favour of the underdog coming in from Saturday. But look, Europe is in a very strong position at the moment. We just have to see now how tomorrow plays out. But Rory and Shane are doing great for Ireland, and we're immensely proud of them.
What would it mean to Ireland for the European team to come here on away soil and take home a Ryder Cup?
Well, golf is a huge industry in Ireland and across Europe, and from Scandinavia right down to the Iberian Peninsula. You know, the diversity of the European team is pretty big. It's only really since the 1970s that Europe is present in the Ryder Cup. Before that, it was Britain and Ireland. And of course, I suppose really the reality has been getting beaten so many times by the United States to want to level the playing field. So it's population-wise, United States and European continent now would be about level. So look, it's hopefully that they can get over the line, because they'll be going into Adair as the holders. And obviously, look, it's for the holders, it's a great opportunity to try and recapture it. But we would be delighted to have a European win heading into Adair 2027.
I've been so impressed with Luke Donald, the European captain. He's such a great communicator. He's proven to be such an effective leader. They won the European team. He led the European team to victory at Marco Simone outside of Rome in 2023. And he doesn't make mistakes, it seems. He's such a great leader for this team.
Yeah, in fairness, there's a lot of backroom, you know, team as well. You know, the tour in Europe over the last while since I've been minister, I've been very fortunate to have a lot of dealings with him in the preparation for Adair. It's a very professional, very well organised group of people who are very set with regards to what it is that they want as an outcome, both in terms of the achievements here in the United States and their preparedness for Adair. And as you say, Rome was a huge success, both in terms of Europe, but as well as that in terms of the local hosts, and we want to try and emulate that. And obviously, if we can come away here from New York with a win, that makes it even better.
And the team cohesiveness of the European team, the unity, they were here over a week ago. They played here, they did a lot of practice rounds here at Bethpage Black before they went to the Hamptons and played some of the great courses on the east end of Long Island, where I reside, Sabonic, Shinnecock, where the U.S. Open will be in 2026, Friars Head, and they seem to have fun together. It's really interesting to see, because I think there are a lot of differences between the European team and the American team. I'm not saying the Americans don't have fun together, but it's on a totally different scale with the European team, it seems.
Well, these guys are always with each other. Like, they're with each other every week. They're on the tour every week. So they build up a friendship, and they build up a relationship, and they build up a camaraderie. And I know from the Irish point of view anyway, you know, we're the nicest people in the world. So who's not going to like us? So everybody wants to be Irish. So we're the best little country in the world. I'm joking. But, like, I suppose the fact that they're together so much on the tour, on the European tour, they build up a relationship, and it makes it very then easy to have a cohesive group of people that will go out and pull together, because they know each other so well, and that really helps.
And the passion for the Ryder Cup, this competition from the European perspective, is off the charts.
It's the only sport, it and the women's equivalent, is the only sport that is played under the European flag. So every other sport we all play under our own national flags. So this is the only one, you know, golf is the only one that is played under European flag. The European Commissioner for Sport was here today with me. And look, it's really important, because the European Union has been a massively successful project for Ireland and for other European countries. I know Britain has left it, but it has been singularly the best thing that has happened to Europe since the end of the Second World War is the creation of the European Union. And to see a sport like golf being paraded through the United States under a European flag make you very proud.
Absolutely. What a global way to unify Europe, as you say, through sport, like nothing else.
Sport is a great leveller, and it's a great unifier. And actually, as Minister for Sport, we have in the Irish government a sports policy and sports diplomacy framework, where we work with our Department of Foreign Affairs and use sport to break ice and to break bread with people that we might not necessarily agree with all the time, and that we might not necessarily see eye to eye with. But sport is an opportunity where whether it's sitting down watching Europe take the lead, or you know, whether it's watching an American comeback, is an opportunity for people to take some of the pressure out of the conversation, relax, watch sport, participate in it, and have a chat that can ultimately lead to the benefit of an awful lot of people around the world, and that has to be a good thing.
Before I let you go, Minister, how about some background on you? Are you a golfer yourself, and did you grow up playing golf?
No, and I played it for a while, and I played it really badly. And you know, there comes a point in your life where you realise that your handicap is your handicap. I've three small children, and being in politics, if I told my wife that I was going off for 4.5 hours on a Saturday or a Sunday morning, having been away all week, I think I'd probably get a fairly undiplomatic response. It's a game I love to watch on TV though, and my son is he's just 10, he's started to take it up now. He had his first summer camp this year in golf, so there's a convert, and one of the converts in my house anyway.
Golf seems to be very accessible in Ireland. A lot of young people play it and learn it at a very early age, so it's no wonder for a very small country there are so many really top championship players.
Well, it's one of the legacies that we want out of Adair, is to democratize the sport and to leave a legacy for kids from disadvantaged areas, that they have the opportunity to play in small courses that are either owned by the local cities or the local towns, to introduce them to them, because we don't want it to be seen as a sport that's in any way removed or aloof or anything like that. This is a sport that you can make huge headway, both for yourself as an individual, but more importantly for your country and your continent, as the guys are doing today for Europe. So we want to democratise it even more, get more young boys and young girls involved in it, give them the opportunity in their own localities, in their own communities. And you're right, it's very accessible. Like, membership of golf clubs in Ireland has gone up substantially, Golf Ireland reporting good numbers, and a great intake of young people, and of course helped in no small way by Shane and Rory. And hopefully, look, if they bring home the goods this week, that'll make another injection of young people into it, because part of my role is not just about the promotion of a sport, but also participation. And we know that at certain times in young girls' lives especially, there's a cliff edge, and they fall off and they drop away from sport, and that then leads to health problems and things like that, you know, mental health and everything else. So we want to try and keep people fit, keep them active, keep them out in the air, and if golf is their thing, great. If cycling is their thing, brilliant. Or football, just to be active and just to get out.
The growth of golf is incredible with women and juniors. The challenge is retaining those numbers, and women are busy, they're multitasking, there's a lot of distractions for young people nowadays, right? So I think the challenge is to not only bring them in, but then to retain them in the sport of golf.
Yeah, keeping a person in a sport is a big thing. And then, look, social media and the pressures that young people are under now is totally different to when I was growing up. I mean, the online abuse that young people, especially young girls, are getting, you know, in terms of peer pressure and everything like that, is very difficult. So some people find that change from adolescence into to being an adult extremely difficult. And it's totally different to when I was growing up. Like, if you were bullied at school when I was going to school, you left it after you at school. Now they're literally bringing it home, and it's inside in the bedroom with them at night. So sport is a great relief in terms of mental health problems, and in terms of pressures, and in terms of anxiety. And whatever your game is, I would encourage people to just get involved and take it up. I mean, not everybody is going to play in Betpage Black or in Adair, but they can at least enjoy it, and that's the most important thing.
Last question, what's been your favourite activity this week here in New York?
Well, would you believe that last night, after arriving in the hotel, I frequented a local hostelry across the street from the hotel that I'm staying in. And the woman who is managing the bar grew up across the road from me in County Limerick. So I came 5,500 kilometres to meet somebody who was born and reared straight across the street from me in Newcastle West in County Limerick. So that was a bit of a weird one. But, you know, what did they say? The Irish have only 2 degrees of separation. And I know her family growing up since I was a child, and I knew her late mum and dad, and was able to talk to her about them. And I'd never met her. I had to come all the way from Limerick to meet my neighbour, who grew up across the road from me, 6,000 odd kilometres. So that was, I suppose, a takeaway moment from the last couple of days.
I'm so glad I asked that question. What a great story.
And she was so glad she asked it, because I said to her, you should know me. And she said, how should I know you? You should know me now. I said, because I'm from the same place as you. And she was looking at me, and when she was looking at my features, and her, oh my God, she says, you're John O'Donovan's son. Which I am. So, yeah. I'm probably listening to this. And to all the shepherds in Newcastle West, a big hello to all of them. I hope they're doing well.
Of course, County Limerick is the county that where a Deer Manor is, that is hosting.
It's the best county. There's 32 of them. And this is the best one. So, you know the way that you have your nicknames like the Empire State and the Golden State and the Sunshine State. Well, Limerick is the best. Yeah, so that's our byline is the best county. So you'll know that when you come to a Deer. Just ask somebody where's the best county. Oh, they'll say that's Limerick. That's we know exactly where that is.
You have a right to be very proud of Limerick and that whole area. Thank you so much, Minister. I really enjoyed having you on Sports Interview. And have fun. I can't wait to get to Adair Manor.
And thanks very much. And we're looking forward to meeting you in Adair.
Thank you. Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by IBCool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with IBCool. Stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf.